I do need to find the agenda here. Give me just a second.
And thanks for sending that link. I can never find it.
Okay, I'm going to put our agenda up on the screen. Can everybody see that?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and call this meeting of Boulder Ridge PIDs number 1 and 2 to order. This meeting was previously noticed for 9:30. It's 9:33 this morning. We want to get a roll call before we get started. So, why don't we start with the board?
Jerry Eves.
Patricia Eves.
Stephanie Eves.
I'm Matt Entz with Snow, Jensen, and Reese, District Council.
David Hutchison with CLA, District Accountant.
Brian Larson, also with CLA, District Accountant.
Okay, and I think I see Dave is on too. Are you with us, Dave? You're muted if you're trying to speak. Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Doing five things at once, so.
Just wanted to make sure you got credit for being here. Okay. We will move into the agenda. The first item is public comment. Having members of the public present at the anchor location. I'm going to say we don't, right?
No, Michael's joined as well.
Well, Michael's on now. Great. And seeing no members of the public on the Zoom call, we'll close the public comment and move into the consent items. The sole consent item today is to consider minutes from the meeting held August 4th. Those were previously circulated by Christy and Michael. Does anybody have any questions about the minutes?
I read through the minutes and would like to make a motion that we approve them.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
If that was a motion by Jerry and a second by Stephanie, all in favor?
Aye.
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 That's unanimous. Thanks. Michael, are you there?
Yeah, still can't get my computer to work, so sorry, you guys.
That's okay. Do you want me to just keep going?
If you wouldn't mind, thanks.
Okay, we'll jump into the action items then. The first action item on the agenda today is to consider the third quarter financial statements. So we'll give the floor to Brian and David.
And Shelby did ask if we could table this one also till the next meeting. I do have them prepared, but we hadn't sent them out in anticipation for the meeting. If
Okay.
that's okay, otherwise I could pull them up, but just ask the board's opinion on that.
Board, we can table that and push that to the December meeting if you have no objections. We just need a motion to do that.
Yeah, let's do a motion. I make a motion. This is Jerry. I make a motion to table this agenda item and have that be on our next meeting.
I'll second it.
Okay, that was a motion by Jerry and a second by Stephanie. All in favor?
Aye.
And that is unanimous. The next item is the 2026 tentative budget.
We looking at the 2025?
Okay. You want to stop sharing for a minute and I'll share my screen for that.
Sure.
Thanks, Matt.
Yep.
Okay. So, for the Boulder Ridge Public Infrastructure District number 1, we have this is our summary page for The budget's just basically summing everything up. So I kind of like to start in the general fund. And let me zoom in just a little bit here. Make those numbers a little bit bigger. There we go. So for the remaining portion of this year, we've taken the actuals and based on the original budget, we've updated these for estimates for the remaining portion of the year. So we have developer advance $20,000 estimated for the remaining part of the year to cover these expenditures or estimates. We'll have a $0 balance at the end of the year, so we'll begin zero again next year. We anticipate $56,000 developer advance to cover the 52,000 budgeted of expenditures plus $4,000 transferred to the debt service fund to cover the paying agent fees for the trustee. And moving on to the debt service fund, and Brian just caught an error in the one or the financials, or excuse me, the budget that got circulated originally. So this paying agent fees was originally in this bond interest line. So that got just, we updated that for our presentation here. The transfers in will cover that $0 ending budget balance there, balanced budget. And moving on to the capital projects fund, anticipated that, or we've had bond issuance proceeds of 4 million. So these are actuals through 9/30. Interest income 65,000, and we anticipate all the expenditures being or a capital A being expended through the remaining portion of the year. And we've had our bond issue costs already from the bond issuance, and that would give us an ending $0 budget there to carry over into the next year. So my only question would be to the board, if this looks correct to you guys, if we anticipate expending an additional 1.15 million or approximately there for Q4.
We will be spending that in fourth quarter or early next year in 26, but we anticipate having this project done the first to the middle of December
Okay.
based upon weather.
Perfect.
And so we expect to have everything finalized, recorded, and accepted by the city by the end of the year.
Okay, great. So we'll just leave that there. If it doesn't happen, then that just rolls over into the following year, and then we'd have to do a budget amendment for 2026 at some point for that. But no problems there.
So, David, we just did two requisitions.
Okay.
I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. David Eves, help me with how much were the two combined?
What are we referring to?
The two requisitions that we just did.
Oh, you're about, I think you're about a half a million,
That's what
500 grand.
I was thinking too. So.
And those are in October then that were processed.
Yeah, they just got
Correct.
released on Friday.
Okay. So that'll take half a million of that we're anticipating of the 1.1, and so 600,000 left. And okay. That seems like we're on track and with our expenditures here. And if there is any that does happen to roll over, we're, like I said, we're fine. We can just update that as necessary in the future. I do want to open it up to you guys though, if there's any other questions or comments, concerns, things that you feel like should be updated at all.
You answered the one that I was going to ask is the last two draws that I didn't see them reflected. So you've updated as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be captured in the Q4 financials, and so we're presenting as of 9:30 here. It looks like it'll be right on track then.
Perfect.
No other questions. I'll turn it back to you, Matt or Michael.
Okay, board, we just need a couple of things in association with the tentative budget for next year. We need to have a motion to accept the tentative budget, and then we will schedule the public hearing and approval of the final budget for December's meeting, which Christy or Michael, do you remember, is this already on the calendar for December?
It is. It should be the first Monday in December.
Okay. Let me just confirm that here.
Yeah, we tried to keep the same first.
Yeah. So it looks like it's Monday, December 1st at 9:30 a.m. same time. So does that still work for everybody for the final budget?
Yes.
That works for us.
Okay. So we just need a motion to approve the tentative budget and set the public hearing for December 1st.
I make a motion to accept the tentative budget and thank you for your work on that.
I'll second it.
Okay, a motion by Jerry and a second by Stephanie, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that is unanimous. The next item on the agenda is, and let me share my screen again here. We have a proposed resolution. Okay. So if you'll recall, we had a conversation with DA Davidson about making sure that we're prepared for a potential future bond issuance. And one of the steps that we need to do to do that is to have the board basically have a finding or recognize that the bond consent has been given by the property owner. What that does is it makes the property owner consent effective pursuant to Utah law for up to 10 years. And then by recording the consent, it will also be binding on subsequent owners. So you can go ahead and, sell the parcels and whatever you're going to do. And the district will still be free to issue new bonds. And so the purpose of this resolution that's in front of you is basically just that finding by the board that the resolution, excuse me, that the bond owner, the property owner consent has been given. That was for a not to exceed of $7.5 million, which should be more than adequate to cover a new future bond issuance as well as the bonds that have already been issued. We can go through it if you have any questions, but it basically just recounts some of the history and states that the consent has been received. And the board basically finds that it will recognize it as effective for 10 years pursuant to Utah law. So nothing too complex. The one thing I would like to do in looking at that consent, first off, we have a copy of it, but I'm not sure where the original got off to. And we will need an original to record. And so Jerry, we'll probably have you re-sign the same consent just so we have a wet original that we can take to the recorder's office. So that's the other part of this. We'll take care of that after this meeting. But this resolution by the board is an important step in just making sure we preserve that. So does anybody have any questions or discussion about this item?
I don't.
Okay.
One point of clarification. So this will be recorded so that I don't have to worry about noticing anybody that I sell property to, whoever it is, they'll
Correct.
know. Okay. So I was,
Yeah.
for some reason, I thought we had already recorded that, but I'm glad that we can do it now. And do you want to email this to me or do you want me to come into your office and sign it?
Yeah, I'll resend you. We'll just email you. Well, whatever's easiest for you, Jerry. Would you like us to just put it at the front desk and you can, when it's convenient for you can drop by and sign it?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay.
I'll give me an excuse to go for a ride.
And I'll double check that it hasn't been recorded. I don't have a recorded copy, which suggests that we haven't recorded it yet, but If it is recorded and we confirm that, then you won't have to come by, but we'll coordinate with you.
Thank you.
Okay, so for this, we just need a resolution to approve or a motion to approve the resolution. And if you want, you can just reference it as Resolution 2025-04. You don't have to repeat all the whole title.
I make a motion that we pass or adopt the resolution 2025-04.
Okay, second.
I'll second it.
Thanks. We have a motion by Jerry and a second by Stephanie. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And that's unanimous. Thank you. That's the last formal item we have on the agenda. Any other items that the board wants to bring forward for discussion? Any items anyone else on the call has? Michael?
No, I just have to say sorry. I don't know what's up with my computer. Sorry.
It's the computer's fault. I recognize this.
It could be user error. That could be a high possibility with me and technology, but yeah, I can't. I don't know. It won't turn on.
What is there anything different as the developer that I need to do as far as notification when we turn the project or record the subdivision?
No, as far as recording the subdivision, you won't do anything different than you normally would. As you're selling the property, it definitely makes sense to just do a simple disclosure about the existence of the district.
Okay.
Frankly, the state's standard property condition disclosure actually includes those if you're using that form. But yeah, just a simple disclosure that the district exists and that the property will be subject to it. Like I said, once the consent is recorded, it'll show up on anyone's title commitment, and it'll be disclosed through that mechanism. So I don't think there's anything special you need to do there.
All right. Well, I don't have anything additional. I just gonna make a motion to dismiss.
Okay, we have a motion to adjourn the meeting. We have a second.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
I
Okay.
Hey, thanks,
you
guys.
everyone.